I got to say, going to the Air Force Academy, I've been to all four major military service academies, and the Air Force was, of those four, for example, was incredibly gracious. There were a couple of thugs that were like my goons that walked me around everywhere and stuff. Really good guys, though. They have an amazing, this might sort of break some stereotypes for some people, I don't know, but they have a very progressive English department there at the Air Force Academy. They have some really, the war literature and the arts has, well, they had a thing, I don't know, if you haven't talked to them, stop by sometime and talk with them. Because I think they feel sort of that there's a stereotype it's hard for them to break out of when they come to a place like this, you know? But when I was there, there were no other dignitaries that had shown up at that particular time. So for some reason, I got to, there's this Rampart Lodge on the base, and I got to stay where Dick Cheney had stayed, the same room. Which means I had to sleep in the same bed. You know what I mean? So I had to write a poem, and it's called Sleeping in Dick Cheney's Bed. It's unnerving how comfortable this is. NORAD watching over the bedroom, Colorado mule deer chewing the dawn as I dream, outside as I dream, I'm wading thigh high into the North Platte River, wearing rubber waders, casting a handmade fly with a whip-like graceful sling of the line until I fall back, plunge into the cold rushing white water, my eyes blurred hard under the sun's interrogations, Cheney's hands like a preacher's delivering me deeper into the truth, with a gasp of air, a flash of light, to be plunged back down the way he offers midges and bloodworms and rusty scuds to the cloudy river, running 1,400 cubic feet per second, until I cough up the fictional and beg for the heartland's fluid clarity, salvation, the charity of forgiveness, anything to unravel the dream and return me back my California bed, my lover beside me, and not this stale man's breath clinging to the Egyptian cotton sheets, the hanging curtains, the flaring light of Colorado Springs where Cheney slept in this very bed. Both of us held by the same coiling box spring, goose-down pillows cupping our heads gently into sleep, the reddening glow of Mars rising over the horizon, dead skin sloughed off to coat my own skin at an invisible level. And still, what does it say about me? That the Pinot Grigio tasted so good on my tongue, and that I struggled to be a sergeant tonight, speaking to the officer corps in a theater filled with 1,600 listening faces as I spoke about rape, death, and murder. What does it say about me that I can return to Cheney's bed in the room after midnight, to strip my clothes off and curl in the bed where he too has slept? The sheets a sublime reprieve from my tired frame, the night a perfection of sleep.